I don't know. Lieberman said it's hard, but it's not so hard so far. We'll see what happens. Mavish Nifrat Vitzito Klapi Rosho. Now, this is really a contradiction to what we learned last night. It's almost a direct contradiction. So last time we learned that a Mavi, which has appearance on the side, might not require a Tikkun. And now we're going to discuss in greater detail. So you have a Mavi, which has... it has a breach on its side towards the front of the Mavli. Rabbanan Kesar and the rabbis of Caesarea, Amr Bechia, Sende Rabbechia, Rabbi Yoyen, Rabbi Yosem, Yesh Shom Oimed Arba, if there is four. You know, place the third line down.
Okay.
Yesh Shom Oimed Arba, if there is four Tvachim of standing space towards the front of the standing structure, towards the front of the Mavli, Tzarech Korah. Then the opening of the side requires another quarter. Yes, last time we learned the exact opposite, which really made no sense. Last time we learned that if it's a fourth fachim, so then it's valid without an additional quarter. Why is that? Because we said last night the logic for that was that with that that the quarter at the front of the mavli is a valid quarter, since it fronts on an area which is at least fourth fachim of structure. So there we don't need an additional lechi on the side. Or Korah on the side. But now we're saying the exact opposite. We're saying that where you have four tefachim of structure between the front of the Mavi and this breach on the side, so in that case you need another lechi. Why is that? Because this is already a distinct and separate opening. If this opening side was within four tefachim of the front, there wasn't four tefachim of separating structure, so then I would say that one lechi works for both, because we hold in the Yerushalmi, now in the Bavli, like our Shin Gamliel, who says that one lechi or one korah can work for two openings when they're adjacent to one another. But now that it's four tefachim distant from the one in the front of the Bavli, so it would need, as the Yerushalmi here says, it needs a separate and distinct korah in and of itself. Okay? So again, Mavi Shibat Yitzil Klapirosh, Rabban the Kisar, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yoso, Im Yeshom Oimed Arba, if you have a four tefachim structure, Tzarek Korah, need an additional Korah. View loan, if not, lo Tzarek. You don't need additional Korah. Ma binu l'mavi sheyesh lo shnei psachim. Why is... this is really a rhetorical question. I should read it with that kind of inflection. Why if it's less than fourth volume structure, do I not need two Korahs? Because what's the difference between that? A mavi has two openings. Ma binu l'mavi sheyesh lo shnei psachim. Ilu mavi sheyesh lo shnei psachim. Shem einu noisei Korah lechon mehenu matir. If it has a mavi, which is two openings, isn't a Korah one of them sufficient? So to hear, if the two openings are within fourth vachim of each other, one korah suffices for the both of them. Okay? Rav Nachman bar Yaakov umavi sheish lo shnei psachim, says the Gemara, oh no, I made a mistake. Sorry, this wasn't a rhetorical question. It was a bona fide question. Gemara is asking on the case where it is fourth vachim of separation. Gemara asks, even if it's a mavi, says the Yerushalmi, it says, "Ma binol mavishesh lo shnei psachim, bilu mavishesh lo shnei psachim, shem einu noisei korah lechon mehenu matir." With even there is fourth vachim of structure between the two of them, nonetheless, one korah should work for both of them. Why need two korah for each one? On that, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, mavishesh lo shnei psachim, by a mavi which has two openings on the same side. People don't normally go out one and come in one and go out the other. Rather, they constantly frequent the same one. And you come out... No.
I think it was right the first time. This is the second. No, it's right now. Okay, fine. So,
people don't normally come in one and go out the other.
Why not? I don't know.
First of all, last time we learned that there was one sheet of that, it was a separate moment. Cut across the corner.
Right. That's what we're going to come out to. That's what we're going to come out. That's what we said last night. And ultimately, that's what we're going to come out now. I was right the first time. I was wrong the second time. Let me try a third time. Because I see Pnei Moshe and Machlokas, but I learn like Pnei Moshe. Let's start one more time. Let's start from the top. Mavish Nifetz Mitzido Klapi Rosho. You have a Mavi which is open on the side towards the front. Rabban Gisar Rabbi Yosa, Mieshim Oymid Arbov. There's four Tfachim of structure between the breech and the front of the Mavi. Tzorich Kora, you need a Kora on the side. If you low Tzorich, if not, you don't really go ask it. Now then we're asking a rhetorical question. Ma binul Mavi Shesh Lo Shnei Psachim. Isn't that obvious? What's the difference between this Mavi and a Mavi which has two openings? Il Mavi Shesh Lo Shnei Psachim, Shem and Anosir Kora Lechem and Matir. A Mavi which has two openings, don't you put Kora on one of them and are Matir? So, no, it's not a rhetorical question. It's still a real question. Boy, it's confusing. You see, I got a I jinxed myself because I said it's not hard. All right. Apologies to Professor Lieberman. Okay, let's try one more time. Mavi shnifetz klapi rosh rabban the gisarim ruchia arbiyusi miyesham oimid arbo. If this fourth volume structure tzarach kor needs a korah on the side below lo tzarach. Now ask Yerushalmi, why do I need two korahs? Mavi no lemavi shesh shnei psachim ilu mavi shesh shnei psachim shein eno sein korah lechor meo matir. One is sufficient, so here too. Amram Nachman Yaakov Nachman said Yaakov said a mavi shesh shnei psachim ain't there for only because pesel seven lets is bizarre. The reason why I only need one korah is because people go in one and come out the other. That's the rhetorical question. He said, what do you think? They don't come out one and go out one and the other? Of course they do. So that's why only one core is necessary. Why is only one core necessary? Because they'll see it, because they switch off between the openings, and therefore some of the time they'll see the Korah, and that's a sufficient reminder. They don't have to see the Korah every time. Even a person who lives has only one opening, he doesn't look up every time. Rather, occasionally he sees it. That suffices. Okay?
But you have to know when the movie is ending and the
season. No. You do have to know that, but you don't have to remind them that every single time. You'll be reminded that by the fact that you're coming to the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. You'll stop some distance before the end of the wall. As long as you know occasionally where it ends, you don't have to remind it every single time. So they're saying people sometimes go one, sometimes the other, so therefore people will be reminded. I have to be careful when I get to the end of the movie.
Can we use this into the machlokas of whether a Korah is a hecker or a mechitza?
It sounds like it's a hecker here. Because it was a mechitza.
Sounds like it's not a hecker.
Oh, you want to say it's a mechitza? Yeah, but no, but it was a mechitza. It was not hecker, so then I wouldn't need the smart that sometimes people go out this one and sometimes go out the other one. I just say that it's a mechitza. It doesn't matter which one people go out. Let's say they always go out the other door. But the bottom line is it's a mechitza, so it works no matter what. So this indicates that it's a hecker, and therefore occasionally people have to see it. Okay, so more indicates that it's a hecker. For an idiot, it says more. But here, people do go out all the time on the piazza. In other words, there are many people who just go out the shortcut on the side, so therefore they'll never see the korah. And that's in the front. And that's why here you need a separate korah. So even Rosh Gamliel said that one korah suffices for two openings, that's only where both openings are on the same side. Because sometimes people go out one, sometimes the other, and they'll see the korah. But here with the other opening is on a breach on the side, you need two korahs. You can't visualize this?
Yeah,
I did draw it. I'm sure it's still around. There are too many sheets here not to be around.
Oh, there, that's
the point. Yeah, they're right here, the breach on the side.
Right.
So sometimes people go out here. So since sometimes people go out here instead of over here.
Okay, right.
So that's why you need two koros. Again, if they're both openings on the same side, for example, in this case, so the korah on this side will suffice, because sometimes people go here, sometimes people go there, they'll see the korah. But if it's on the side, so then some people sometimes go out the side, so therefore you need a separate korah there. Okay? Says Gemara, Korah Achas Maushu Tatir Shtei Mevos. Now, this is kind of backwards here. What about one Korah doing two Mevos? So Rabbi Zeira, we already know that works. I don't know exactly how this is working. But Rabbi Zeira, Chadamar Asir, Chadamar Mutar. Now, the trick is, the answer to that, the answer to my difficulty is to the Chor of the Gemara already knows the corner of Shingon Leo, one crow works on two mavos, is that really we're talking about, if you take a look at your contrast there, it's your, so I have a picture number, hey, we want a Chor which is above two mavos, which are side by side. So does it work? That's our question. Okay? Hey.
I'm sorry, this one. So this middle wall goes all the way...
Right. Well, at least four tefachim. Oh. Right. It goes enough to divide up. So what's the status in this case? So we learned Rabbi Yirmiyama, Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Avo had a machlokas. Chadamar also once says that the Korah does not work, but Chadamar mutter, that it does work. Madamar also said that it doesn't work because it's if that Korah was more than three tefachim above the walls of the Mavui, meaning that, let's say, the middle walls is depressed here, right? So it has to be within three tefachim of that, okay? Mandamar mutter b'nitayin l'matam ishlosh b'kosuvo. It says mutter has to be within three tefachim. Rabbi Zira boy, a chotzer b'mei niteres. How you matir a chotzer? What do you need in order to make a chotzer mutter to carry? You have an opening to a chotzer. How many? What do you need there? So Ashkechtani found the price. Reimer pasachos. Rabbi says you need one board. And Rabbi Chachoyer me b'shnei pasim, two boards. Rabbi Yerushim, Rabbi Chia said, look at the Rabbi b'shnei pasim, you need two boards. V'vad b'pas shel arba, however, they both must be boards of four tefachim apiece. Shel four tefachim mikan, u'pas shel arba tefachim mikan. Each board has to be four tefachim, which is a very big chumrah.
The second board is at the other end of the chutzner?
At the other end of the opening. See, if I have an opening over here in a chutzner, which, as you remember, is supposed to be perfectly square, so then I need to have here a pass, which is four tefachim, another pass here, which is four tefachim. Four and four.
Okay.
In a mavo, I only need one lechi. In a chutzner, I need two passim. The reason why a chutzner is more severe is because it belongs to less people, so therefore the less people to remind each other not to carry. So since there are less people to remind you, need more of a physical structure to remind you. How you get more of a physical structure? By having two l'chayim. And need not only two l'chayim, but according to this opinion, need each one to be four tefachim wide. Okay?
So in the Mavo, you each other person would remind the other.
Right. Right.
I would think the opposite.
You would.
The more the people, the more possibility that they're going
to... I might have thought that way too, but the fact of the premise here is that the more people there are, the more reminding there is. And probably the more more self-conscious you are, the more people there are. In other words, think more about what you're going to do if there are more people going to see you. Right, so there's a logic to it.
Rabbi Yisrael b'shem Yehoshua said, "Look, the Rebbe Mishnei passim, and that's be the logos need two passim. However, Vani Omer I say with pass echad, one pass suffices. Uva pass shalabar tefachim. It's either two or one, as long as that one is four tefachim. In fact, that's really pasuk l'maisa. One suffices. You can have either two, each one of which is a mashu, or one which is four tefachim wide. That's really pasuk in the Bavli. So I think he's alluding to a shita." Either two, which are mashu, or one, which is four tefachim. Now, the most of the mafarshim take out the next six words. Kanu pashal arbav v'tolim kan. It's incorrect. Now, however, the Yerushalmi, if you take out those words, comes out not like the Bavli, because it says that what happens if you have if one pas has to be four tefachim. If you have two pasim, ein kan el pashlo shetvachim mikan or shloish shetvachim mikan. So it says either need one pass of four or two passim of three each. But there's no sheet in the Yerushalmi, and I went a little bit further, obviously, than preparing tonight. There's no sheet in the Yerushalmi which holds that a mashu on each side is sufficient. It was like the Bavli in a chotzer, if you have a mashu here and a mashu there, that suffices. But according to Yerushalmi, it's either on one side four, or on two sides three and three. Okay, is that clear? Either or, okay? Heavy Duomar,
B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that is the interpretation, that which you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan, pas v'koshim yikan, pas koshim yikan. In words, when it says, there, Rabbi Yochanan, that's a kosher on each side, don't think like the Bavli, that kosher is literal. No, of course not. What does kosher mean here? Three tvachim. Okay? Says Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rab, said, movi sh'orko v'roch bo shavin. A movi which is precisely the same in its width, in its length, and in its width, meaning it's a precise square. So that's array like a chotzer. And in itaras b'lech v'kora, you can't use a single lech or a single kora. And we pass need two boards k'chotzer. Shama shmo minei shmo heard Rabbi Yochanan said this to Rab say this, and lota basrei yichad lota literally means to swallow. But it means he chazered it over from him. Our boy in Zimnin. In other words, he swallowed down this concept 40 times because it's a very big chiddush by him that he, if it's a precisely square mavli, is equal to a chatzer. It's a big chiddush, right? So, Rabban Gesar learned, okay? Rabban Gesar did not learn the mites happen like that. It was slightly differently. Shmuel Shoel Rav, Shmuel asked Rav, Kam ye orkan yesar rochban. How much longer does the length of the mavli have to be more than the width? Approaching the same question from a different angle. Amrlai said, Koshu, as long as the movi is even slightly longer than its wide, that's sufficient to give it a dinner of a movi, not of a chayachotzer. And on that, Lassa Basrei chazed over our boy Mzimnin. There's no practical difference between the two Lashons, just where the Rav told him that a movi is precisely square. A lechi or kor doesn't work, you need to pass him, or whether you told him that a mov which is slightly off square, and that is where a lechi or kor works, but the same idea. Why do you chaz over 40 times? The east mi boy rav lo mashkich yosei, in case he needs to have rav and he can't find him, so he'll remember this halacha. Okay, so he wanted to remember, he needs to chaz over 40 times. Tamati, look over there. Shamovi l'chatzeres k'chotz l'abatim. A movi vis-a-vis the chatzeres, the courtyard surrounding it, is like the courtyard vis-a-vis the houses which surround it. And kama chatzeres here in movi, how many chatzeres therefore you need in a movi, how many courtyards you need adjacent to a movi in order to permit the movi. So Rav, in order to say the movi is susceptible to a lechi or to a Korah, and it doesn't need two passim. In other words, in order to say that there are enough people centered around it that they'll remind each other, how do we ensure that? So Rav Shmuel Amar Tarvei and Ami, they both said, Ein lem pochus mishtayim. You have to have at least two chatzeros open into a movi. Rabbi Yaakov Achaben probably also brings it down. Rabbi Yaakov Achaben Shem Rabbi Yaakov said, Afilu chatzer achas mikan, chatzer achas mikan, even if it's one chatzer on either side, that suffices, right? So it's going to be a very big distance between the two. As long as the Mavi has two chatzeros, it has a din of a Mavi. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Chinen and Shem Rabbi Yonot said, Omar, I feel chatzer mikan or bais mikan. You don't even need but the houses to be off the chatzeros. You can have a chatz over here and a bais mikan house over there, or bais mikan, a chatzer, a chanos mikan, or a house over there and a store over there. As long as you have some configuration in which you have two chatzeros and four batim, I think that's be two and four. No, he just holds one chatzer, one house. If you chatz mikan a bais mikan or bais mikan v'chanus mikan, even if it's a house and a store, that's sufficient order to say that the mavi only needs shituvim mavos and it doesn't need the more stringent parameters of eruvi chatzeros. Says the Gemara, Nachman Yaakov Shem Rabbi Yonon said, mavi ain't pochus mishtei chatzeros. A mavi can have no less than two chatzeros. Chatzer ain't a pochus mishtei batim. A chatzer can have no less than two houses. A mavi which has precisely the same dimensions of width and length, it is not permitted through a lechi or an akira. El bepassing chutzner needs to have the boards like the chutzner. Shmuel Shoel Rav Kami Orko Yisarachbo is against the chazer. How much longer does that have to be than wider? Vormalei Koshu, and he said, no matter how much, that's sufficient. Ha'ein da'raya ba'adara Yisrael. You should know that there are many courtyards in Eretz Yisrael, many mavos in Eretz Yisrael, literally places where people live, which are mabo. And mabo is a type, which should be meruba.
made them precisely square. So in fact, don't think this is outlandish that one has mevos which are precisely square. No, this was in fact the case. They had square mevos in Eretz Yisrael, and the halacha was written for them. Okay? When I go, Mir Tosham, I'll look for them. Now, the next Gemara, Lieberman says he doesn't understand. The disciple of son gives a pshat. Chamishim vos psuchim l'mavui. The way he learns is like picture number vav in your kuntras. Looks like a game you play with toothpicks. But you have five courtyards open into a five streets opening into a larger street. So the five streets, actually one of them, I don't know if I have my...
These are streets or...
They're supposed to be streets. But they're not all connected. That's why he has them like that. But let's say where they connected, it looks something like this. Okay, this is the main street, right? Okay. And then you have five streets going off of that. One, two, three, four, five.
Right. Okay? So now, the thing is, the one, two, three, four, five streets around the larger street, okay? So, in this case, you have Oymen Rula Parts and Parts Meruba Omid, which is, of course, a paradox. So, that's what Lieberman says, I don't understand what it's talking about. So, that's what the disciple said, he had to give him a lot of credit, came up with this. He said, they're not all connected. See, if you took the large Mavli by itself, so then it would be Oymen Rubel Aparetz. It's only because it's surrounded by five streets that it's Paretz then it would be Paretz Merubel Oymen if you took the large street by itself. It's only because it's surrounded by five streets that it's Oymen Rubel Aparetz because each of those have three walls. Yeah. You see that? Now the three walls of each of these five streets makes the large street Oymen Rubel Aparetz. If you include their walls, Omen rule apartments. More structure than open space. Without these five streets, it would be more open space than structure, right? Because you'd have just, all these spaces would be open where these five streets come in, right? Sorry, Mrs. Zuber, I can't point in two sheets at once. Can you see what I'm pointing at? Without these five streets, one, two, three, four, five. Without those five streets, you'd have just this street over here, and that would be Poritz Merubel Oymen, more open space and structure, right? But now you have these five streets, they close off enough to make it Oymen Merubel Poritz.
That's strange. You call them street and they're called different.
Because it has walls. They're dead-end streets, and they have walls on all three sides.
Why is this not one street among the way through?
I don't know, it's probably Meiser Shohoya. I mean, in other words, somehow they knew that those are five separate streets coming in. In other words, this wasn't a continuation of that street, but that's a separate street. I don't know how they knew that. Okay? So he says, in this case, you can carry without a korah. You don't need any korahs. Why? Because there are walls on all sides. Where do you need korahs? As long as you make one big sheet of mavos, you don't need any korahs. Okay? But the thing is, however, im yesh b'neim dalet amos uflog, if these gaps are more, the gap over here is more than four amos, then this is already distanced, and it doesn't do any good for the middle mavli. In other words, to say you don't need a lechi or anything is only if these gaps are less than four amos. These gaps are more than four amos, you cannot count these as closing up the openings in these. That's parts more about only that you need l'chayayim or tzuras haPesach, whatever's going to do the trick. Okay? What?
You talking about a libud?
No. A libud is what you're talking. Here, even if it's in four amos, it's sufficient. You're right. Theoretically, we might require lovud, but the reason why four amos is sufficient, as long as it's less four amos, that gap is insignificant, is because it's not a separate by the shear of. I don't know why. I'm not sure why it does not be with the beef talking, but the bottom line is that what it says. That's what it says here. Okay? Tan Rav Yeshua. Psachim, psuchim, l'rishus harabim. Niftachim, if you have openings which open to rishus harabim. Now, everybody learns this one way, and then Lieberman learns it another way, and he's probably right about this. Some solutions around the standard way of learning this is that you have a street which opens to rishus harabim, and you have a door in the street. So niftachim, the door is open, nasim kol rishus harabim, then the door, even the side street becomes rishus harabim because it's open to rishus harabim. Then only if the door is locked, nasim kol rishus hayachid, does the street become rishus hayachid. That's a standard way of learning it. But the thing is, the flaw with that is, what does Nasa Makoma mean? What does it mean, their place? It means the street behind it, not their place, the place of the door. So the way Lieberman learns it's very nice, the name of the Yafei Naim. He says, sorry about a case, we have this case back in the Bavli in Shabbos. You have an Ascopa, you have a threshold in front of a house. Here's your threshold. And here's your house. And here you have a door. So we said when the door is open, then this threshold is a din of Rishus HaYochid. Because it becomes part of the house. When the door is closed, then has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Or Bes Karmelus, but it certainly has a din of Rishus HaRabim. So we say, let's call it Karmelus. So what he say is, that's what he means to say in this halacha. You have a movie which has a door in front of it, right? Even a house. You have a house which has only the Rishus HaRabim, niftachim, if the door to Rishus HaRabim is open. Actually, the door here is over here. In this case, here's the Ascopa, here's the threshold, and here's the door, and here's the Rishus HaRabim. So when the door is open, so then this becomes Rishus HaRabim, because it's a threshold. When this door is closed, so then this becomes Rishus HaYochid. Okay, that's what it says here. Psalm says Rishus HaRabim, Niftachim, Nasal Kom Rishus HaRabim, then they'll place the opening of Rishus HaRabim, then Olim. If the door is locked, Nasim Kom Rishus HaYochid, then the place where they are becomes the Rishus HaYochid, okay? The door step becomes the Rishus HaYochid. And Makoma makes very good sense there, because Makoma means the place where the door is. Okay, that place can change its status, depending on the scenario. Now, before some Fulosh Miliyam, let's say you have a road which ends in a lake. So this doesn't count, according to the Ushami, as a wall, because we're afraid, like the Bible says, that maybe there'll be sediment here and it'll cancel the wall. We have this at the beginning of Erevin.
Unless there's an actual wall, right?
There has to be, but we're talking about where it's only a seawall, not an actual wall, okay? Now, however, even though that's the rule, it's an interesting case. From those of Philoshmiyam, some one which is open to the sea is conflushed, because if it's open to broadly broad open territory, and that's no good. It's not a valid Erev. Hayin Shagad Rabbi Chanin. However, there's an interesting case here in the Shuk of Rabbi Chanin. Shuk of Rabbi Chanin was a case like this. Running out of space here. They photocopied on both sides. Idiots. Did they not know we would need this? Okay, here's your C. Here's your Mavli. Okay? Now let's get 3D. What happened was that here the Mavli went up. Not so sharp, you know, it was Thomas Lockett, right? It went up, and then a Mavli continued, and here it met the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, Rishus HaRabim. A slope, lake, and they put up a Tzuras HaPesach over here. Okay, so says Yerushalmi, in this case, the lake, of course, is not a valid wall. But why do they need the Tzuras HaPesach here? Ain't Shkok the Rabbi Chanin, lo Tzorach Tzuras HaPesach, they didn't need the Tzuras HaPesach. Why is that? Because these guys who lived in the houses over here, right? Do they need the Tzuras HaPesach? See what a good. See, I could have run the Perish Chai myself.
The next project,
Perish Chai. Right. So these guys, do they need the Tzuras HaPesach? No. Right, and they not need the Tzuras HaPesach because this slope is like a wall for them. So they have three walls, assuming that their walls over here, right? Have three walls going out to the front.
It's like a wall?
Yeah, because it's telling them to lock it. Okay, so they don't need a wall. They don't need the Tzuras HaPesach over here because they got this slope. Who needs the Tzuras HaPesach?
People down
here, because right. they don't have three walls. Since they're beneath the slope, they need to have this Tzuras HaPesach. Now, it's true that they have three walls if you count it this way. That's no good, because they want to go carry this way. So in order to get them to participate over here, you need the Tzuras HaPesach on this side. Okay? All right. You missed an important Stipler son. There's a Gemara which Lieberman says he doesn't understand. The Gemara which we Gemara on the base, it says Chamisha Mavos Psuchin Mavui. No, you have to. No, Lieberman doesn't understand. You have to use a Stipler son on it.
I have a Stipler son.
But I'm telling you. Okay, so that's the case. Okay. So Vayishar Derechan Lo Tzor Tzisapes. So Shul Mislaki Asar Mesar Tol Yitoch Sholosh. Here, of course, the Yerushalmi Shita has to be 10 Tvachim by 3 Apatnus of 3, not 10 by 4. So he didn't need it for these houses because they have the slope here, but Tiknu Bo, they made it Tzuras HaPesach to permit the houses down here. Okay, so these houses down here need it, that's where they made it Tzuras HaPesach. Okay? I didn't draw those houses, but they're over there. Okay, if there's a Tzuras HaPesach, even though it's more than an Amos, you don't have to diminish the size. A Tzuras HaPesach works for more than 10. So, Hanani Bar Shamuel Yossi Mitznal Chia Breit the Rav, Hanani Bar Shamuel, who was the Melamed of Rav's son, was sitting to teach Hanani Breit the Rav. He was teaching him, Chia Breit the Rav, Yossi Mishnah, this Mishnah. Afi Rav stuck his head out the window. I guess I'm learning outside. Amar Leis, he said, Leis came. It's not true. Even a Tzuras HaPesach does not work for more than 10 amos. So it says the Gemara, Amar Leis v'loni snaikin. Okay, so Chanani Bar Shemuel, the Melamed says, okay, calm down, I won't teach him that. Amar Leis, so he said, should be Asnisei. No, that's not enough. Asnisei, teach him over, Vodue the Leiskin. I want you to tell him that it's not like that. It's not just enough that you delete this concept from your repertoire. I want you to fix the mistake which you taught my son. Okay? Abba Bar Hunamar. Tzuras HaPesach Sharmu, the Tzuras HaPesach, they said, I don't remember ever seeing this in the Bavli. Tzuras HaPesach Sharmu, economy con, it's a stick on either side, unemoyo or gemaya, al gavein, all it needs is a little rope on top. I don't think the Bavli ever brought down the concept of a rope on top.
There's a
source of shas. Yeah, but there it says con al gavein in the Bavli. Doesn't say gemaya, yeah. Doesn't say a string. On the other hand, Yushalmi's Machmir this way. Rabbi Yana ben Rabbi Shmo, but Shem Rabbi Shmir Shimelonish says, Tzir uben, it should be uben Tzir. And when you make a Tzuras HaPesach, according to Yushalmi, according to this being Yushalmi, although you can have a pole, and a rope on top, you have to have here a hinge hole. Because how used to make hinges in the old days, they didn't have hinges like this. The hinges used to be, a door used to go. If this is the door used to go like that.
Like a peg,
right. And that's how doors used to have hinges.
Yeah.
So they hold each Tzuras HaPesach, Hashem holds each Tzuras HaPesach needs a hinge hole.
Like it's a real door.
Like it's a real door, yeah. Yeah. Okay? Tzir uben tzir means a hinge and a hinge hole. Now, I don't think you needed one on top, because if you're having a rope on top, I don't see how you have a hinge hole. What it means was one on the bottom.
The
you don't need a door, but you need a hinge hole. Yes?
So the pole in the source of Pesach had to go into the hole.
No, because this is where the door would go. Right. So it can't be the pole that's right next to it for the door. This is the door frame.
And they weren't afraid of the rope sagging, in which case it may not be...
You mean because they didn't have the taut technology which we have today? It's a good question. I don't know. Okay. Says Gemara... It has to have hinge, but it doesn't have to have a door. The only thing it's like it's allowed to be lacking is a door. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, of course, holds two mechitas work the raisa. You need a lech on either side. Kora mikan, kora either side, that suffices. Chachomi army, lechi v'kora mikan. You need a lechi and a korah on one side, lechi or a korah on one side. Those are tzuris pesach, mikan and tzuris pesach on the other side, because they only need three walls, but tzuris pesach suffices. We don't pass in that way. Rabbi Yerushalayim Rishmol, Rabbi Yitzchak said, tzir, don't forget the tzir uben tzir. Don't forget the hinge hole. Loyim b'chutzal deus, you only can lack is the door. Rabbi Yerushalayim said in front of to Rabbi Zira this sugya. So he said, what do you have? What you say it over? What else do you have to say? There's several different interpretations of what Mabi Yodach means, but that'll suffice for us for this evening. Rabbi Levshem Yochanan says, I'll tell you what I heard. Rabbi Levshem Yochanan says, Tzuris Abed Shomru Konamikan Gemi Al Gabe. You need to have just a Kona and a Kona and a Gemi. No hinge. Just stick, and rope. Rabbi said, Rabbanan Dachik Kedaitan. Very interesting how thing. The Rabbanan over here in Eretz Yisrael hold you need the hinge hold, their Kedaton, meaning that the Gemara will explain not greater detail, but it will explain in slightly more detail in a moment. Since the Rabbanan Eretz Yisrael hold you need that it needs a hinge hold, they hold it's more of a cheftz of a doorway. So if it works for more than 10 amos. The Rabbanan in Bavel, Rav among them, hold that it doesn't need a hinge hole. And therefore, the whole Tzuris HaPesach is more of a legal fiction, and therefore only works for up to, but not more than 10 amos. Okay, so Gemara makes those two things contingent on one another. Okay, that's what Gemara is about to say. Rabbanan, the Hacha. Rabbanan, the Tamatayim, Rabbanan, Ogatayim, Rabbi Sarah, it's sort of like their line of reasoning. Rabbanan, Tamagatayim, Rabbis, and Bava, like their line of reasoning. Rabbanan, the Tamon.
What?
Yeah. Rabbanan, Tam works out. Sorry, I just got confused for a minute. Rabbanan, Tam, do you know what I mean? Tzuris HaPesach, Shom, Rukonimikan, Vukonimikan, Moyal Gabayan. But no hinge hole, only two sticks and a rope. But inon armin leiskin, they said it doesn't work for more than 10 amos. Rabbanan da'achad inon armin tzir or ben tzir. Besides everything else, you need the hinge. Lo ye mechusar ela deles. It can't be missing anything other than the door itself. But it has to have at least the hinge hole. Lo ye mechusar ela deles. The Yerami Diskein, never they say, works for more than 10 amos. Okay? Chanani ben Achir Rabbi Shua Omer, Beshamrin Delz Mikan and Delz Mikan. Beshame says, in order to take care of Rosh Hashanah, to make an Erev on it, you need to have a door on each side of Rosh Hashanah. Ukshumach Lisumotzi means when he goes in and comes out, V'noel, he has to lock the door. Actually has to lock the door when he goes in and out. B'sumin delz mikan v'tzuris ha-pesach mikan. All he needs is a door on one side and a tzuris ha-pesach on the other side. You don't even need two doors. One door is sufficient. How much Shmuel? Shmuel said, Halacha k'chanani ben achi Rabbi Yoshua. Halacha is like Rabbi Chanani ben achi Rabbi Yoshua, like Beis Hillel, that a door and a tzuris ha-pesach suffices. Says Mar, V'lo dahi kadmaisa. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Now, it's a very cryptic line, but the way the Mefarshim said, lo dahi kadmaisa means, why need a door? If a hinge is like a door. In other words, you make a hinge hole, it's like a door, so why do I need the actual door? The hinge hole should suffice. I shouldn't need an actual door on either side. So it's more very interesting answer. Amar Rabbi Bo Aide Delus Hunino. I spoke about this Yerushalmi a great deal in my book. Not that I knew the Yerushalmi inside at the time, but the Rashba brings down this Yerushalmi. This is a very different shot in what a door does. Conventionally, you learn that a door is like a mechitza. It's just a super mechitza. Tzuras Pesach is not such a great mechitza. Door is the best mechitza. The way the Rishonim interpret the Yerushalmi, that's not the pshat. Aidei Delus Hunino means a door impedes traffic. A Tzuras Pesach is the best mechitza possible, especially if you own the hole that needs an angel. That's not the question. But in order to make an average Yerushalmi, you got to obstruct traffic. What obstructs traffic? Only a literal door. I think maybe that's...
Not a traffic light.
Oh, that's what I was about to say. That is the story for Rabbi Klein Svara, that a traffic light works, yes. But the Yerushalmi says the door is necessary to stop traffic. Okay? Hoi Rabbi Acher, Rabbi Acher said, Bahein David Tzur Sebetsu Shu Tzorchli Christ, Lifnimi Arbabos. This is a fascinating thing. The Lieberman brings down the Or Sameach here. It's amazing Or Sameach, who gives shot here. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky says something. When you make a Tzuras Pesach, you can only make the Tzuras Pesach 4 amos away from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Say, if you're making the, if this is your Rosh Hashanah Rabbim over here, in our case over here, so the Tzuras Pesach can't be right up here, smack dab. It's got to be back here, 4 amos away from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, it's got to be 4 amos distance. Why have to be 4 amos distance? Strange halacha, right? So Parzman says, because the halacha Baabasra. Baabasra, nothing to do with Shabbos. It's a halacha that you can't, the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can impede people on a side street from building a door within 4 amos of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Why can they impede them? Because it hinders their traffic. Sometimes they go a little bit into the Mavui. So here it's the Yerushalmi which holds that Tzuras Pesach is mamish a door. Right? And that's why they hold you need a hinge hole. They hold it's got to have all the parameters of the permissibility to build a door. And if in Chesh and Mishpat I'm not allowed to build a door right up here against the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even when I'm building a Tzuras Pesach which represents the door, it's got to be 4 amos indented because of that halacha. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the Or Sameach.
Rare. Usually the Choshen Mishpat.
The Yerushalmi itself is going to make that point in Omid Beis. Right. That this is a rare point of intersection. Okay? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Ivun Hore Keahein, Rabbi Ivun Taka Paska that way. That's the way it has to be 4 amas distance. Rabbi Zerah Sherechis said, you say this, I ate him because he's
from the
what? Up the Mavui. Okay, this is this case, Zion.
So therefore, you're really cutting short the Mavui by 4 amos, and you can't carry beyond that.
Right. Well, we're going to see it on base by Lech and Carter, where it applies there too. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, you say this, it's picture number Zion. You have pegs coming out of the walls of the Mavui. Okay, see picture number Zion? What?
Well, that's
looks like. You can be mat in the Mavui. As long as the pegs are within 3 tefachim of the wall of the Mavui. Now, that's very interesting. Halacha. Trein Amaroi is expounded upon here. That's not the interesting part. The interesting part is coming up. This is not as interesting. The pegs, this could be a general issue by all pegs, but he's saying, really, with these pegs, they have to be strong enough to hold up a beam plus a brick on top of it, as in picture number Ches. Remember, the size of a beam is measured in the Bavli by a brick on top. Here he's saying that the pegs themselves have to be strong enough to hold the beam and the brick, which of course is never brought down in the Bavli.
The Chorona Mar, where we just bring down this Shita, I feel Aaron Brios and Kabos are Korah Rechay. They don't have to be as strong, they just have to be strong enough to hold the Korah. Rabbi Zira boy Tachzakor Osir. Now Rabbi Zira asked on this case on Zion. He said, "I understand Tachzakor Osir. Are you allowed to carry under that Korah? No. Umatir Samovi. How can you matir the Movi? So we clearly hold Korah is because of Mechitza. And if it's going to be a Chitza, you can't carry under that Korah. How could there be matir the Movi? Right? Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ilav Alamalo. Why not? Amar Lei. I don't know if the Amalei is superfluous here. V'lomelo v'lashkechun kein al the Shmuel. And we find such thing in Shmuel. Damer Shmuel tells the Korah Osir umatir samovli. Even though now it's carried under the Korah, it still permits the Movli, right? Rabbi Zira b'shem Shmuel says tachas the Korah ben el chayyan. So obviously he holds Korah as mishum heker though. So that would be the machlokas here. You know, of course, because of mechitza, so it's a valid point. How can you, if the Korah is outside the Movli, how can you possibly carry underneath it, right?
The inside of the Korah.
Maybe it's at the inside of the Korah is the mechitza. You're right, it's still be mechitza. I take that back. I just did that right. I see. I misread it before. That's right. Why did he say to him, "Loshkon chen al the Shmuel"? We find such a Shmuel said, "Amr Shmuel, Tachzakor also matir samovi." No big deal. Rabbi Zeev Shem Shmuel says, "Tachzakor ben luchaim nidon kaskoipo." Under the Korah, between the luchaim is like a skoipo is like a threshold. That means, not in this case, where the Korah is within the Movi, right? So it's like a threshold. A threshold that loch is that sometimes it serves as a shusar rabbi, serves as a shusar yach, depending whether the door is open or closed. Okay. Rabbi Zira boy kadei askoipa with like which askoipa is it askoipa muteres askoipa circle sometimes as they said sometimes the door sometimes it's muter sometimes it's awesome. Rabbi Zira Rabbi said adan etamon while I was still in Bavel it's ruchisli I asked this question the katzlog is all but they couldn't answer me said Babylonians katzli is all when I came there to so shamis Rabbi Yasser b'shem Rabbi Yechler Rabbi Yasser and Rabbi Yochan. Iskupa gavoa sorav ein rechav arba, a skupa which is 4 tefachim high, 10 tefachim high, but not 4 tefachim broad, so it's not a rishus yochin of itself. It's a makom ptur, right? It's an exempt area. Mutzah lekan lekan, so it can be used both with the inside and with the outside, right? Because it's exempt. It's less than 10 tefachim, it's 10 tefachim high, but less than 4x4. Uvach lo yachliv is still there. The rabbanon, however, not to take from Rishus Yachin to Rishus Yachin to the Rishus Yachin via the Malkum Tor. But the Malkum Tor itself can serve for both. So Tir under the Korah, under the Lechi, or between the Lechaim, can be for the people in Rishus Rabim, Rishus Rabim, for the people in Rishus Yachin, Rishus Yachin, as long as they don't carry from one through into the other. Aramanakur Rabbi, I see Chameima Omar. Notice what he said. Lomar el b'shein shom rochav arba. It's only if there's less than 4 tefachim on the Korah. Aviyeshom rochav arba, but if there's 4 tefachim width under the Korah asura, then it's a mokum in and of itself. It's not a mokum tour, right? Because it's a mokum in and of itself. So it's also to carry there. I'm like, no! V'ani imaltura, then it's a beam. Ilumaltur shem in and materis is a beam, not mutter. Because of what principle, Rabbi Isai?
Yeah, well, last
night. If it's 4 tefachim wide, if the Korah is 4 tefachim wide, what principle is matir underneath for sure?
I have a block against it in Hebrew. It's one of the bridge.
P-Tikra. P-Tikra. Right, because the side of it is matir. So he said, for sure if it's tefachim, then it's zikr good. That's because then P-Tikra Yerim is Zoyser. Okay? Rabbi Zira Mar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Shmuel Amar Tachas the Korah Osir on the Korah's Osir, right? Even it seems like even if the Korah is inside the Mavi, it's still Osir on the Korah because the Korah is Mishum Mechitza and the inner end of the Korah is the edge. V'elch Amar Mutzer, even called Korah Mishum Mechitza, it's the outer edge of the Korah, right? Hakom Boidim. Anyway, you can see it. Aben El Chaim Shul Osir. Between El Chaim is for sure Osir because it's not distinct enough to make it. The outer edge of the lechi is not distinct enough that we matir up till the outer edge of the lechi. So therefore, the inner edge of the lechi is what makes it also right. Rabbi Yechud Amar Vitanike. We also know this. Mavi Yasi Luchayim Luchayim. This case, which was also brought down the Bavli, no picture, but you have a Mavi. This is the Mavi made by an idiot. Okay,
Remember the idiot factor. So you have.
So you have the same idiot.
So you have a whole bunch of l'chayim in succession.
So since there's lavud between them, so really the innermost lechi is the lechi. The lechi really begins here, and you're only allowed to carry till there. You're not allowed to carry beyond there. Okay,
it's called mavi shuritzaf l'chayim. Okay, then mavi asu l'chayim l'chayim yesh ben zulazu arba tfachim. If there's four tfachim between each one, so matali arachitz can go all the way up to here because they're not connected, because there's law, there's enough room between them not connected, four tfachim. However, v'im lav, and if not, if they're within four tfachim, which are according to being loved as four tfachim, matali apnimi can only go up till here and no further than that.
Why can't you say that the heker part is the last of the l'chayim as you get out to the...
No, because it's all one big lechi. Since it's loved, so it's all one big lechi.
Yeah.
So therefore, you only be matzah to the inner part of the lechi. That's what you just said. Everybody's moita that the when Rabbanim made takon of lechi, they only matzah until the inner edge, not beyond that. Okay. The Rabbanim Gitzar Rishon Ravugo said b'she'en achitzon odev. It's only if this one is now a little bit wider. Avli machitzon, ima achitzon odev is a little bit wider. Matal the achitzon carry until the very last one. Okay. Mishnah ba'alocha beis. We got to alocha aleph. Not much of a problem. Alocha beis. He was, except for the first few minutes tonight, was easy. I stumbled the first few minutes. All right. That's because I jinxed myself.
Right?
Yeah.
You weren't here.
That's yeah. Right. Hechshe amavi. What's machshe amavi? Beisham reim lechi okori ni both lechi in the korah. Beisham reim o lechi okori either or. Rebbe lesem reil l'chayayim. Rebbe lesem says you need two l'chayayim. Rabbi Mishum Rishmo Amar Tamid Achal Echli Vnei Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rishmo, certain students sent from Rabbi Akiva Lo Nechlu Beisham Beitzol Amovi Shupas Me'arba Amas Shubalechi Okora. Nobody disagrees that if the Movi is less than 4x4, the all needs is a Lechi or a Korah. V'amal Nechlu Woz De Machlokas Arocha Me'arba Amas Adeheser. If it's between 4 and 10 Shubesham Me'arim Lechi V'Korah need both the Lechi and the Korah Beitzol Me'arim all Lechi or Korah, one or the other. Amr Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said, no, al zeh nechluku. The machlokas even are less than four, according to Bisham, we needed both lech and korah. Now, ask one, Rabbi Lezer said, l'chayayim. Ma l'chayayim? What kind of l'chayayim do you need? We have several options here. Is it mean l'chayayim and a korah? Like Beishamai said, Beishamai says lechi a korah, k'beishamai. L'chayayim v'lo korah, you need only lechi and not a korah, k'beisilo. Shlosha, does each lechi have to be three tfachim? Krabi Yossi. We had that shita earlier this evening, that each shita lechi has to be three tfachim. Okay, remember we had that? Now it's true, it's said about chotzer. But according to Bini, which holds you need two l'chaim by a mavli, so you need lechi, each lechi to be three tfachim. Or is it koshu, karabana, that each lechi is just a koshu. Nishmini minato. Let's hear from the following case. Fascinating maisa. Meister Shoch Rabbi Lezer, it's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lezer himself, upon whom we're asking this question, went to Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi ben Prura Tambido, his student, Uvlin, to the city of Uvlin. V'ram Mavi Ochen, in Shorem Sir Mavi, V'lo Ebo El Lechi Yechub Bavad, only had one Lechi there. Omer Lo, so he said, Asay Luchayim. Rabbi Lezer said, listen, make two Luchayim. Make two, what does it hurt? Omer Lo, Ma Tomer Li, the Soitzma, what are you telling me? Close it off? Amar Lo, he said, he saw same, what do you care? Just close it off. What does it bother you? Right? Put up the second lechi. Now, says Gemara, first of all, his immediate question was, immediately the Gemara, this is all part of the little statement. Eliezer said, and don't worry about it. There's no proof from Shabbos to here. Strange thing. All the Mefarshim go crazy. What does it mean by that? So the way the Lieberman explains is based on the Ursa Mech. He says, what's the Talmud care? Why does it bother the Talmud to close off his Mavli? Why does it bother him? So put up another Lechi. It's going to close it off. It's so good for Elach. And even the Lechi, the second Lechi is between Tfachim, like the Gemara is going to conclude. So what? What's so terrible? No, so the Talmud was worried about the Choshen Mishpat HaLacha. He was afraid if I put up another Lechi, it's going to close it off. It's like putting up doors on a Mavli. And just like now, I put up doors within four amas at the beginning of the Mavli, I'm now allowed to put up the two l'chayayim at the beginning of the Mavli. And that, Rebbe Lezer says, there's no raya what you need from Shabbos to what's Asr and Chesh and Mishpat. What's Asr Barabbas is only doors, right? Or, according to the Yerushalmi, before the Tzuras HaPetz, which represents doors, so that shouldn't be in the first four Amos either. But L'chayayim, they're not doors and they don't represent doors. And they're not called the Sesimo, therefore. Therefore, you can put them right up the edge of your Mavui. So I have to say, Talmud was concerned about Chesh and Mishpat. He said to him, don't worry about Chesh and Mishpat. What you need by Shabbos to close in Mavui is not what's awesome to put up in Boa Basra. It's a beautiful, beautiful shot. Okay, the Mashbiach says something almost exactly the same, but that's very similar. Chimar Rayashu Shabbos of Olakan, Domingo Rayashu for Shabbos here. Now, by virtue of the fact that the Talmud, however, had a Taina, he said it's Yisosim, right? I mean, if it was just two Mashus, there's no Yisosim here, right? There's not even a Chesh and Mishpat Taina, right? It's just two sticks. Adam Rosh Losh Krabi Yosi. Must be that he held that each lechi has to be three tefachim wide, like Krabi Yosi. That was, he felt, might have been an encroachment on Rishon Sarabi. In Tema, because, again, the Gemara just goes, says what I just said. In Tema, Koshu Krabonon. Koshu, so I say, if you're going to say that Allah is Koshu, excuse me, that I bless the whole Loini is a Koshu, then Koshu can't be called the Sesima, nor Nanu Shabbos, nor in Chesh and Mishpat parameters. Tani, we learned, Faloch HaKidivere HaTami, that looks like the Talmud in our Mishnah. Talmud in our Mishnah said, Beisham, Beisot, both of you, if it's less than four Amos, you know, all you need is Lechi or a Korah. If it's more than four Amos, so then you need Beisham, Beisot says a Lechi, of course, still suffices, Beisham, I hold to need both. Says Mar, the Loke, if I Yashakoyach. If you wouldn't have told me that, minor army, what would we have said? Why tell me a law like that Talmud? What else would we have said? Halacha ki Beishamai? What's the alternative that we would have said laws like Beishamai? Of course we wouldn't have said laws like Beishamai. Anyway, Beisil always still holds you need just a lack in the Korah. Beish law ki Beishamai, the law ki Beisil, would you pass like Beishamai and not Beisil? Says Mar, no. I'll tell you why he had to tell me that looks like that Talmud. Because there's a Shita who chose it by less than Tal, El Begin, the Tani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Mo'av Yishem Bar, Bo'at Tvachim, Enotzor, Kora, Divir Chachomim. There's a Shita, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that Mo'av is less than four Tvachim, doesn't require Kora at all. And Ravuna B'Shem Rav said, Mo'av Yishu Yipogz Mi Arbam, Say Yitzor Klum, Ravuna said, name Rav, you know, which is less than four Amos, doesn't require anything. That's what we say, have to say, Halacha is like that Talmud, that Beitzil holds, that even if it's less than four Amos, it still requires something. But don't think that Halacha is like those who argue on the Talmud, and say that in less than four Amos, you don't need anything at all, you need at least a Lechi or Korah. Of course, if it's more than 4 Amos, you would still only require Lechi or Korah like Bissel. Chiddush is that if it's less than 4 Amos, don't think that you get off scot-free with nothing. You still need either Lechi or Korah coin of Bissel. That's what the Talmud was telling us. Not to paskin like all these sheetahs that in less than 4 Amos, you don't need anything. Even Korah Bissel, you still need something. Okay, that's enough for tonight.